What age alertness? Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, coming to you, coming to boys and girls all over the world, and sitting on the bedside table, a glowing, lovely candle, telling the story of all that is good and beautiful, and my trips all over the world, visiting boys and girls everywhere, and all the wonderful things that they do. Well, last night I was with Xavier, Juan, Maria, and Rita, four kids who were just having themselves a great old discussion. And as they left me, they were in the midst of their discussion. I said, "Hi, you guys." And they all turned in the direction of the candle and me, and they said, "What? You talk?" "Yes, I talk." "Well, Xavier, what do you think about things?" "What do you mean, what do I think about things?" "Well, what was this big discussion you and Juan and Maria and Rita were having?" "Well, we were talking about what age do we become alert? When do we become alert to things, you know, like adult things? When do we become alert to what adults are doing and how adults are talking? And adults laugh at things and we don't laugh at those things because somehow it doesn't mean anything to us." "That's right, Xavier. Many things that adults laugh at don't mean anything to them either. They just laugh because they have to have something to laugh about." "Well, I don't think that's very funny." "Well, Xavier, to tell you the truth, I don't either. But that's all right. We don't judge other people. Xavier, what things are you aware of? What are you alert to? Are you alert to happy things?" "Oh, yes, I like happy things. I like happy things. I like things that make people happy. I like things that do nice things for other people." "Well, Xavier, where do you start with happy things?" "What do you mean, Mr. Candle? Where do I start with happy things?" Juan spoke up and said, "Xavier, you start with yourself. You know that. You told us that all the time." "Oh, that's right. But I didn't know that Mr. Candle was thinking in that direction." "Yes, Xavier, I think in that direction." "Now, Maria, Rita, what direction do you think?"
"Well, we think in the direction of ourselves, too."
And Rita was very firm. "I know I am a nice person." "Oh, Rita, come on now."
"But you are, Rita," Mr. Candle said. "You are a very nice person."
Xavier spoke up. "Well, Rita, you're always doing nice things for everybody. You're always being a nice girl. But sometimes you're a pain in the neck, too."
"Well," Juan said, "isn't the pain in the neck kind of fun, too?"
"What do you mean, Juan, a pain in the neck is kind of fun? Who ever thought that a pain in the neck was kind of fun?"
Well, Maria sort of cuddled her little sister Rita and said, "Now, Rita, I know that you're never a pain in the neck. You always are so curious. You always are so interested. You always are so alert to what's going on around you. And Rita, you're only 4 years old."
"Oh, Maria, why do you say I'm only 4 years old all the time? I'm 4 years old, and that's pretty good, I think."
"Yes, Rita, 4 years old is pretty good. I'm only 6, so I mean, I'm really not that far away from your age, but every little year makes a big difference with your alertness. You become alert to things that are important."
"Well, what are important things?" Juan was curious to know. "What are important things? Why are some things important and some things not?"
"Well, Xavier was very definite about this. You know, Juan, everything is important. There are not some things that are unimportant and some things that are important. It's just that you become alert to them, and then you become aware to the fact that all things are important."
"Well, if all things are important, Xavier, then I must have to know all things."
"Well, Maria, only 6 years old, and yet she knew already.
I know everything. I know everything."
"Oh, come on, Maria," Juan said. "You don't know everything."
"Yes, I do. Ask me anything, and I'll tell you my answer."
"But, Maria, that's not the answer that is the right answer."
Xavier was very intelligent about this. "Well, now, Maria," Xavier continued, "what is the right answer for being a happy girl?"
"Well," Maria stuck up her chin and put up her nose, and she says,
"liking myself. When I like myself, then I am a happy person, and then I am doing everything just right."
Rita said, "That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right." And Xavier said, "All right, all right, I guess you're right. Whenever we like ourselves, then we are alert to everything that makes us happy. Then we are awake to everything that makes us feel good. And you know?" Yawan says, "You know what? You know?" Xavier continued, "When I feel happy, everybody likes me. When I like myself, everybody thinks I'm a very nice person. And when I think that I'm a very nice person, I think I'm a nice person, and I enjoy my company. I enjoy being alone, even at that." "Well, of course you enjoy being alone, Xavier. You're 10 years old." "No, it's not that, Yawan. You're 8, but it's not that I'm 10. It's just that I am a happy person. And when I'm a happy person, I like me. And, Yawan, I just became alert to something. I don't care whether people like me or not. I like me. And I do things that I think are good and right. And I like me." "Hey," Yawan said, "I know. When I like me, I'm not interested in whether other people like me or not. I just like me, and I'm so happy, and I go around with a smile on my face, and I go around thinking happy thoughts and doing happy things." Marie says, "Me too." And Rita says, "Me too." And Yawan says, "Well, to tell you the truth, me too." That's really, I guess, what it's all about. What age alertness? What age alertness? Every age alertness. Whenever I get to like myself, whenever anybody gets to like themselves, they are now the age of alertness. They are now awake to who they really are and being it. And, you know, I don't care, Xavier said. I don't care what other people do or think or feel. I only know that I do and think and feel good stuff and happy stuff. And when I feel good and happy, everybody likes me. And everybody thinks I'm just so wonderful. Everybody thinks everything I do is good. And you know, it is. And I don't have to learn what are good things and what are things that are going to make me happy. I know inside of me what makes me happy, so therefore I know what makes me happy. I don't have to look anywhere else. I just know. "Oh, Yawan, you're such a smart brother. I'm so glad I have you as my brother." Maria looked at Yawan and smiled, and Yawan was just bubbling all over. And Rita ran over to Yawan and gave him a big hug and a big snuggle and said, "Yawan, you're a good teacher." "Well, what about me?" Xavier said. "Yeah, what about you, Xavier?" "Well, aren't I a good teacher, too?" "Well, I guess the real teacher is the one who is doing the things that they teach. Now, Xavier, you're teaching us to be happy by being happy yourself. So I guess you're a super teacher. And Yawan, you're not teaching anything and you're not doing anything. You're just being happy all the time and being a good guy and being lovable. And you don't really care whether people love you or not. You just are so lovable. You're like a teddy bear. You're just sitting there waiting to be hugged all the time. And so huggable and so wonderful."
"Ah, yeah. What a good way to go," Yawan said. "What a good way to go. I like me. I like me." And Mr. Candle spoke up then. "What age alertness, kids, huh? I think that some babies that are just born are smiling at the world, and the world smiles at them. And some babies are frowning at the world, and the world frowns at them. And pretty soon the babies who have frowns on their faces and have the opportunity to see other children who are babies too, with smiles on their faces, say to themselves, they're getting more attention than I am with their smiles, so I think I will smile. Now, do you think the little tiny babies don't know that?" "Oh, we know that from the day we're born." "Oh, Mr. Candle, you're so smart." "No, Xavier, you're smart, because you live it, and Yawan, and Maria, and Rita, you live it. And it's just such a joy to be with you. Well, look at there.
there comes Mr. Sandman with his bag of pixie dust. And he's going to sprinkle it all over Xavier, Juan, Maria, and Rita, and all the children of the world. Now climb in bed and call your mommy and daddy and say, come, mommy and daddy, I want to hug you and kiss you and love you. And then your mommy and daddy will come, and you hug them, and you kiss them, and you tell them how much you love them. And then you say, good night. And I say to you, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle speaking. I'll be by another day. So have happy dreams. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.